This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
I am the entrepreneur in residence at Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois. And I have been doing that for a number of years now, about 15 years, I guess. And what I do is help, I guess. I add my business experience to the academic world that is there at the university and try to combine those two elements to provide a better educational opportunity for the students.
Bruce, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
My primary activity, I guess, would be that I do teach one class, an entrepreneurship class, and then I assist other professors in their classes. I help the students with projects as they choose to come to me for assistance. And then I also extend my activity into the community by doing some consulting type work, typically with nonprofit organizations. This is kind of my specialty in the area of board governance. But people will come and talk about their entrepreneurial ideas and so forth, and I'm happy to visit with them as well.
Bruce, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I think the successes are for me, as a non-academic person, I really enjoy going into the classroom, visiting with other professors, students, and telling them my story, my real life experiences, and just watch them match that up with some of the things that have been in the book or in the lectures or in the class discussions ahead of that time. And sometimes they'll have really excellent questions, really interested discussions with me, and I just feel like having lived that experience myself, it was wonderful, most of it, having then the opportunity to share that with other people who can get some advantage out of that, who can, you know, make something in their life as a result of maybe some of the things that I've done well or things that I've done poorly. That's very fulfilling, very it has a lot of value to me, and I believe to many of the students as well. I would say the biggest challenge I have, quite frankly, is getting into the classes. I'd like to go and talk to every class and say, you know, people ought to be more entrepreneurial. And there are a number of professors that have been very receptive to my participation and assistance. And others, quite frankly, they've got their plan pretty well set up and they're executing their plan in their classes. And my activity just doesn't fit in. So my biggest challenge, I think, has been just, you know, I'd like to talk to more people. I'd like to help more, but that doesn't always fit into the plans that that the folks have established over, you know, the years that they've been, you know, doing their work with their students.
Bruce, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would say several things pop to mind. One, I would say the job is often, I'll put it one way, the job is ill-defined, or putting it another way, the job is there for you to define it. And so if you are an EIR, the institution, I think, usually has quite a bit of, in my experience, institution had quite a bit of flexibility into saying, well, you know, how's this going to work with this person? We have several entrepreneurs in residence at Millikan, and we all do somewhat different things and have different specialties and experiences, of course. So I would say the advice would be, you know, determine what you want to be able to put into this job to do in that position. I've found, you know, real good reception from my institution for flexibility in terms of schedule. You know, I'm retired, and so I have some travel plans and things like that. And, you know, so can I do the class that I teach over this 8-week period? And there's always been good receptivity to that, as long as it fits into the, you know, the rest of the material. And so I think that versatility of the role definition has been very valuable to me. And I would encourage prospective entrepreneurs in residence to, you know, make the job work the way they want it to work, and so forth. And at the same time, I think the value that I get from the work that I do is, well, and you hadn't asked about compensation, but compensation is not a big part of the entrepreneur in residence mode. I do get compensated for the class that I teach as an adjunct instructor, you know, according to that scale. But really what I get out of this is the ability to be in the academic environment without, quite frankly, having jumped through all the academic hoops that that people must go through to you know, be in that world. And so take advantage of that and go sit in on classes and, you know, talk to some of the professors. The professors, the faculty are, you know, some of the smartest people that you're going to meet. And they're very deep smart in some topics. And so it can be very rewarding to be a part of that environment with, you know, using, in my case, my business background to provide entry to that. So I think that the forming of the job and making it be what you want it to be, take advantage of the connections you have with the institution and deepen those connections and so forth, I think would be very valuable. And I've been very fortunate, and again, in my institution, we're very advanced, I would say, in terms of taking entrepreneurship to multiple disciplines. So throughout the campus, there are actual faculty members who are designated as entrepreneurship fellows, and they, you know, are bringing entrepreneurship to sports medicine and theater and art and biology and social sciences, things like that. And so I would encourage the entrepreneur residents not to confine him or herself to just doing entrepreneurship to the business students who want to start a business, run a business, sell a business. That's a fine piece of the entrepreneurial world, but there's a lot of people out there who need entrepreneurial knowledge and skills that that aren't in the business school. And I've found a lot of satisfaction in working with those folks to learn something about what they're doing and then also, you know, help them along their path. A couple weeks ago, I guess, I was in a biology class, science entrepreneurship class. And these were typically pre-medical professional students. And so someday they're going to run their own practice, and they kind of wanted to talk about how might we do some of that. And so that was very, so I'd say take the entrepreneurship message beyond just the business school would be another chunk of advice that I would toss out.
Couldn't agree more.
Good.
And Bruce, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, I don't know is the short answer. I don't know that there's a wealth of information out there. I think, quite frankly, this podcast that your series that you have put together is an excellent source in terms of just you know, finding other people. I think it's, you know, as having been in a business world and starting a business and growing a business, those sorts of things. You go looking for it and you find other people who are doing similar things, and you pick up the phone and you talk to them, or you can connect with them in some other manner. I always tell my students, and unfortunately, human nature, I think, makes a lot of us fall down the same path, the same error, make the same error that they do. And the students are reluctant to just contact somebody and say, hey, can I ask you some questions? And my experience has been, almost anybody that you call and ask questions of, they'd love to tell you their story. They'd love to tell you how it works for them, how it doesn't work for them. And so I would encourage other prospective entrepreneurs and residents, or people who are in fact doing that, to just connect with the university that's, you know, 50 to 100 miles away from you and say, can we get together for a cup of coffee and share some stories? I think the work that people are doing as entrepreneurs in residence makes them excellent candidates for a, would you like to talk about this? So there's the, you know, the one-on-one, just make contact with somebody and ask them some questions. But other than that, I don't know of particular resources that are out there that say, here's how to do this job, or even here's why to do this job. To be honest, I stumbled on it when I, in my IT consulting business, when we sold the company, I was kind of retired because they didn't need another CEO in the other organization. So I was looking around for what I wanted to do next, and had been in touch with my institution. And we just started talking about it. And I remember the person who was running the Center for Entrepreneurship at the time, and, you know, she got out a blank piece of paper. She said, okay, let's design a job here. So I guess some other steps to take would be just go to talk to the folks at your local institution and see what sorts of interests they have in an entrepreneur in residence program. And maybe they have them and you can jump in and join the gang, and maybe they just will help you put one together.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.